us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to start with Vanguard page 26. Adedina defeats Vaughn, emerges Lagos PAP governorship candidate. The Vanguard.
Yeah, Adedina is one known as Jando, and he got the PDP ticket. He just got it like that, you know, like Fela would say, JLT. The other four of the candidates withdrew at the last minute, and so it was just him and Dakova, Deji Vaughn. And it says here that Jando scored 679, and that Vaughn got just 20 votes, and then 10 votes were avoided. So it was a walkover, it was a landslide. I congratulate him. It is going to make the gubernatorial race in Lagos very, very interesting now. Remember that Jando knows where most of the APC corpses are buried. Now, I hope you know that that's a manner of speaking.
Yeah, it's a manner of speaking.
Before people say that they've killed people, you know, he knows where all the he knows the inner workings of the APC. So that makes him a bit more of a formidable candidate, and he's taking quite a sizable number from the APC to the PDP. At least they also have members on ground, so it's going to be quite interesting. Now, what makes it more interesting is that this morning the APC primaries is going to take place for the gubernatorial, and I am sure that they'll be watching what has happened yesterday to know how the final decision should be taken. Now, as at yesterday night, things were very on, because usually with these things, by late in the evening, you might be hearing, oh, this is the direction in which we are going.
Right.
But the feelers that we sent out yesterday, it's still difficult to determine in whose favor it might go. Though, I must admit that it is very likely, as at yesterday, the way things were going in favor of the incumbent, Jide Sanwo-Olu. But here you need to, this is the story in the papers here, and that's in the Vanguard, tied to it. And it says, Lagos APC Guba primary group alleges plot to disqualify Mustafa. Okay. And it says, Mustafa for Lagos Agenda is one of these groups. And Mustafa, of course, is the candidate who was here last week. And apparently, and I can confirm that, yes, because I did my findings last night, and there were moves to disqualify Mustafa. Okay. Now, these are the shenanigans that happen in the primaries or any political setup, you know, if disqualified. As at yesterday, 10:30, 11, nobody could tell us where the Jagaban, in which direction he is going. Don't forget that is a very important factor. And it is said that, I like to use the words, it is said that at least two of the candidates are from his stable. That would most likely, that of course, the incumbent is from his stable, and Mustafa is most likely also from his stable. Though Mustafa has another leg in, into the Fashola and the what I call the Abuja group. So it's an interesting development. The enfant terrible of the APC told me early this morning that he has no candidate, Fuad Oki. In fact, he told me that I'm just going there as an observer, okay, and that, quote, he is ready to work with whoever the party elects as the state candidate, as a candidate for the state, he's ready to work with them. Now, that statement is significant, knowing that it is said that he has some kind of faction or whatever and he's in court over certain things, but that he told me, I am ready to work with any of the candidates. So hopefully, whichever candidate comes out of the stable of the APC today, hopefully they will all be united in facing Jando of the PDP, and we will have a very robust and very exciting election that I look forward to.
With all the candidates that are out there for the APC, which one amongst them do you think stands a better chance of keeping the seat for the APC?
No, I need to understand that question. Is it which one of them has a chance of becoming the candidate, or which one of them has the chance of, let's put it bluntly,
yeah,
defeating Jandor?
Yes.
It's a tough question. The APC governorship, the governorship of Lagos is hanging in the balance. And the APC has to be extremely careful. Extremely careful. Such that I am hoping that, well, not hoping, I'm not a member of the APC, but I'm thinking that if there is a candidate in the APC,
yeah,
whoever, if, for example, is not the incumbent, mm-hmm, I hope he will be ready to provide maximum support. And you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
To provide, or Orosha Rani.
Yes,
maximum support in logistics, in financing, and whatever. We'll talk about how elections and parties are financed.
Is this beyond the candidates themselves? Are there powers, bigger powers at play here?
Oh, there's a lot of chess. There's a lot of games going on. There's an unspoken power tussle between the, what I will call, the Jagaban on one hand,
mm-hmm,
and his group,
mm-hmm,
and the Abuja boys.
Well, who are these Abuja boys?
Awoni. Yeah, you don't.
Awoni.
Ogbedilemi. I don't know these.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But there's an unspoken rivalry between the Jagaban people,
yeah,
and the another group who would have things done otherwise,
mm,
headed by some top politicians, mm, in Abuja. That unspoken. I mean, like I heard yesterday that Ambode has been seated. He's a member of the APC.
That's right.
But he's been seated in Abuja for days, making sure that at the very least, don't forget he has a candidate. His group has a candidate that is not.
He was here.
Mm-hmm. Fine. We spoke to him. So it is very, very interesting. It's a part also. Now, part of what the APC needs to bear in mind is, let's play a bit of the devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
If Ambode's candidate, apparently Ambode is a bit formidable.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, whatever you might think of him, he has a strong group within the APC.
Mm.
Would he be ready to work with a candidate that is not his? Or would he go? Don't forget that Jandor himself is coming from the APC.
That's right.
So would they be able to reach some kind of an agreement?
Mm.
As to, you understand? It is going to be interesting and it's going to be very exciting.
Mm.
And I'm wondering to what extent, because look, ethnicity is going to come in. The last time it was alleged that our brothers from the southeast were quote unquote advised,
mm,
to quote unquote mind their own business. Mm. Would they mind their own business this time around?
Mm.
The elections in Lagos have always been close.
Yeah.
Forget what you're told on the outside. It's always been close. Would the balance tilt?
This time.
Mm. Then the issue of what happens to the Jagaban himself, this is where the complexity comes in.
Yeah.
At the presidential level,
mm,
if he doesn't get the ticket and is moving to the SDP like we hear, mm, where we have Peter Obi himself might be headed. To get a full analysis of Magbowo Lenin. What are you saying? Yes.
Have you going to go and watch it on Netflix?
This is Netflix game. No, this is private viewing. If you want a very quiet analysis, this is private viewing. One on one. Look, Sheriff, jokes apart. Do you know that you cannot get BTA from the banks now?
Yeah.
The scarcity of dollars. Mm-hmm. Almost everything has been mopped up.
Mm-hmm.
Talking big money, the kind of money that is circulating. Eh? And none of it is flying. I'd like to be sitting down here and a word just hits me in the face. And so many things we can't say on air. The mm-hmm. kind of treachery that's going on,
yeah,
bribery, corruption, is a mess. It is a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big mess.
Well, one Shegu Emmanuel is here on YouTube and he says, I'm a member of the APC. Order has been given and nothing like upset in today's primary.
So what does that mean?
Like maybe it's whoever the party wants. There's nothing like upset or deals or anything.
How do we know he himself? You see, there's one of the tactics that's also making the rounds is misinformation.
Yeah.
So I don't believe him. I'm going to discard what he said.
Yeah.
How do I don't know him? How do you know he's a member of the APC? Mm. Maybe if we get a call from Kaude Mogaji, who has gone into hibernation.
Kaude is not.
No, I spoke to Kaude yesterday.
He's a strong man.
I spoke to him yesterday. And Kaude told me that. Let me help him couch it in a word. He says, the results of the process today will be an anticlimax. When we say it will be an anticlimax, we don't mean it will be bad, but you then discover that why did we all work ourselves up, you know, the expected has happened. That much I can say.
All right. Let's go to the punch. Page 2. Shock as Peter Obi dumps PDP protests Ma governorship primaries.
Peter Obi saw the writing on the wall. And then, like I was asked on Wazobia yesterday, I was on one program Wazobia here. Your TV here, Hot. I said that Peter Obi, I didn't see Peter Obi as a, please understand what I'm saying, as a serious candidate. I thought he was preparing himself for VP.
For VP.
With Atiku.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows otherwise.
Mm.
So what could have gone wrong? Because any other party he's going to at this 99th hour for presidential level, he won't get. He might get the ticket, but he's not going to win an election.
Hmm.
Because election is about structures. Elections are not run on the votes of the elite. He's very popular amongst the youth. Fair enough.
Hmm.
Educated youth, yes, but across the country, it is about structures. I hear there's a new coalition coming together with this, that politician, Vatutomi, Third Force, and so on and so forth. Yes, on the pages of newspaper, yes, amongst the elites, yes. But hey, Nigeria is a very large country with interests that are beyond what you and I can comprehend. All people in the creeks, people in the north, people even in the southwest here, you know, being popular, quote unquote, with the youth in social media and so on and so forth, they don't win. How many votes did Showore get at the end of the day in the last election?
Mm-hmm.
Practically nothing. I mean, so, but I think that Peter Obi would most likely be more interested in upping the ante, you know, during campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring out the issues and so on and so forth. I don't think, having left the PDP, his ambition to be president, it will be difficult. I'm not saying impossible. But it'll be difficult because Peter Obi now is more or less like an independent candidate.
More or less. Unless he declares.
Which of the other parties have the reach, length and breadth of this country, like APC or PDP?
Maybe NNPP.
NNPP, their influence is not going to go beyond the north.
Even SDP,
SDP, yes. Look, it's you know, how many governors do you have?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And don't forget, politicians are very, very funny. They can promise you heaven and earth, but at the end of the day, when things are down, it becomes naira for naira, dollar for dollar, and they close ranks. Look at the man struggling to go and get his money.
Hmm.
The one struggling to go and get his money back. Sambo's son.
Yeah.
He's been taught a lesson. Hmm. You know? The good thing, though, also that I see is it appears as if people have said to themselves, okay, we'll take the money, but we'll vote our conscience. But trust me, politicians will find a way around it. Mm. They will find a way around it. Back to Peter Obi before we forget. He has withdrawn. Some of the other things here that we have is Deputy Governor was absent at Makinde's at the primaries in Ibadan, Makinde yesterday. Okowa backs the speaker, defeats Ibori's aspirants. Now that's an upset. Mm. Okay. Politically, Ibori is the grandfather of Okowa. Okowa having come from the past governor's lineage. Then the Benue speaker picks PDP governorship ticket and Obi dumps PDP. I'm looking for the story that will confirm what happened in Ogun State yesterday. But from all indications, I think I saw two different news items that said that Segun Showumi
Oh, yes, I saw
one,
it too.
Yes, in Ogun State. One of the factions. Mm. Now, if Segun Sowore becomes the PDP candidate,
yeah,
he's going to give the APC a run for
how?
Their money.
He's coming on the screens of new television stations and writing stories on the papers. Doesn't make someone.
No, it does. It does.
It doesn't make someone appealing to the people that would eventually vote. Well, no, speaking English to people that understand.
No, you can't say
it's Ogun State.
Ogun State is a more modern state. Let's be honest with ourselves.
It may be modern.
I didn't say Lagos
is very modern, but what's the population of voting people in Lagos?
I said he will give them a run for their money. And already,
I'm even saying that he's not giving anybody any run.
You're biased. I have caught you today. You remember the other day said I was campaigning for somebody? You two are campaigning against. No, but
this is going to be interesting, though.
But it's going to be, especially if the APC candidate is Dapo Abiodun, who has this baggage that he hasn't sorted out. This guy will go for his jugular. Shumi is ruthless. He will go for his jugular. This election coming up, you need to store a lot of popcorn and very cold drinks. Remember that NEPA can take light, so go and buy bags of ice block to sit back and enjoy.
Indeed.
But I forgive you.
Thank you, sir.
Publicly.
Thank you, sir. Let's take care of this one from Vanguard, page 5. Presidency. Jonathan Steele in the race puts APC screening on hold.
If I say my reaction in English, it doesn't have that kind of strength. But let me just say, Koyemio, you know, this Jonathan factor, I don't know how it wants to work out. I just don't know how. I mean, how are you going to tell the Jagaban to step down for, of all people, Jonathan, who's not a member of his party, or just joined or whatever, or the vice president himself, in a free and fair contest? And Jonathan, it is said here.
Uh-huh.
Wants assurances that he will be the... How can you have assurances that you will be the candidate? In political, anything can change within a minute.
Consensus.
I think Jonathan should have stayed home, in all honesty. It's a bit untidy. Even if he gets the ticket, the PDP could smash him completely.
Yeah.
They know where his own corpses are buried.
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely.
And apart from that, they can work on sentiment. To say that, okay, APC told us that they took over because we were not this and that. Yeah. Now they've gone to pick our own candidate. Mm. So what does that tell you?
But what would PDP tackle Jonathan based on?
What would
that PDP? They will not be guilty of, they themselves.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't. At that point, it doesn't matter. What would happen at that point is sentiment. The APC need to be very careful. If they feel Jonathan, they will lose. I'm telling you. I can place a bet on it. Bring your car, bring my car. Yes.
Kilo de. Yes. Money.
You go carless. Okay, let's use our houses.
Yeah, but kilo de.
Yes.
Kilo agbe kilo de.
Bring the papers of the house in the bank. Let me put my paper down. But I mean, you have to laugh at these things, or else you go crazy.
You go crazy.
You become a nutter.
Like, how can you explain, but Jonathan?
It just doesn't add up. I don't know whoever contrived this, but you see, the people who are pushing Jonathan, that's why I remember I told you.
Yeah.
Our politicians always think, most of them think of their personal interests. The interest that these people have in Jonathan is not the same interest that you and I have in the president.
Absolutely.
But the part that bothers me is how Jonathan fell for this. Is he being blackmailed? And even his body language doesn't show any... He hasn't said anything apart from saying that, okay, let's wait and see. How do you galvanize members of the APC to campaign for this gentleman in spirit? Don't forget, there are two parts to you. There's a body and there's a spirit. If I come here, I'm not in spirit with something, you can easily see from my body language. How do you get people to campaign for Jonathan? The same people who attacked him 8 years, eight years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now come and take back what they said.
It's also being said that, you know, in politics, no permanent friends, no permanent enemies.
Or could this be sabotage for the APC? could some people within the APC be thinking of some kind of sabotage so that this gentleman of the PDP, because with Peter Obi gone now, the door is almost wide open for Atiku. Yes, I mean let's be honest with ourselves. Atiku will be happy where he is if APC is going to fill Jonathan.
Yeah,
his job is done.
Yeah,
done deal.
Mm. Okay,
but let us quickly add that all these things we are talking about are what you call speculation. It's not hard facts. This is not Sandra's. These are just speculation, right, and permutations. We could all jolly well be wrong, and we could luckily be right.
Yeah.
In case of a bet, are you betting?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Let's take page 23 story. CBN denies Emefiele's sack. I mean, this thing almost broke the internet yesterday.
It's having a fantastic lunch with Segun Agbede yesterday and our good friend Peter when the news came. And we were all so excited. Just excited for the fact that reason. We would have loved that this happened, just to set an example. But let's leave the issue. But just to say that the gentleman was not sacked. Apparently, it was the Algerian president who sacked his own CBN, whatever. And some people removed the AL and put an I in front of it. So it was the Algerian president. When we got that, our spirits went down again. So that's what it is. Emefiele, and of course the story still has the same story, how he should come out publicly, and at that fact some people are just arguing that he should resign, and I'm one of them. I believe he has brought some kind of ridicule to that position. That is my strong belief. But whether he resigns or not, one day his tenure will end, and we hope somebody will come up and show that image up. Because when, for example, he was quoted as having said that we can go have a heart attack, he couldn't be bothered, he couldn't be this, he couldn't be that, I felt it was rather unfortunate and insensitive. I'm wondering what this is doing here.
I'm wondering too.
Okay. There's nothing there.
Okay. Let's take our last story. This is from the Nation newspaper, page 3. Of the Nation. The story reads, Stella Odua absconded, didn't complete NYSC, says DG.
You know, the kind of story we hear of our dignitaries, politicians, our elite, and so on and so forth, judges, doctors, all of us, the kind of stories you hear about people's backgrounds in this country is quite embarrassing. Now, this is from the National Youth Service Corps. Not COPS, so I've heard people call it COPS, it's COPS. They said that the senator representing Anambra North, Stella Odua, absconded and did not complete the mandatory one-year NYSC program. The NYSC stated this, it is reported in The Nation, in a May 24, 2022 letter by its DG. And they put the letter there. The letter signed on the DG's behalf by the Director of Press and Public Relations, Eddie Megwa, said Odua was mobilized for national service in Lagos 82-83 service year. And she began her NYSC program but absconded soon after orientation. That happens a lot. So the question we ask is, how has she been getting the jobs? How has she been working? It's against the law. Okay, how did she become a senator if she had a degree and didn't have the youth service corps and she's worked? What kind of clearance did she get? So this, we hope that this will be passed to the Ministry of Justice. They will scrutinize it and do the needful if she has any question to answer. She absconded. So as far now, another thing is, has she been presenting an NYSC certificate? If she has been doing that, then there's another problem. There's no running away from the fact that the police need to investigate this. I'll make an example. It's quite common. Most of our people, you know, you don't know their backgrounds. You can't refer. It's getting messier and messier by the day. And I'm wondering, okay, this man is here to read the news.
Exactly.
Should I leave so that I can?
No. We have to go, though.
What, should I go or should I wait?
We are going.
And I said, okay, so let me go.
Not now. Not now. I have just one question.
What's the question?
9 o'clock. What's coming up?
Ah, 9 o'clock. Wait and see. Not now. It's not 9 o'clock.
We are tracking the primaries, Abi.
Oh, we track the primaries, definitely. Mm. We will do that.
Fantastic.
We will do that. It will be exciting. Don't worry.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
At 8 o'clock, we are talking stroke rehabilitation. Last week, we did a very good enlightenment stuff with stroke in general. We had one of the very few neurosurgeons, neurologists in Nigeria on the show, all the way from Gombe State. Today, we're speaking with another professional that would take it from where the neurosurgeon, ended. That conversation on stroke, this time stroke rehabilitation. Join us at 8. We have the news coming up right now. Good morning to you.
They don't disconnect your lines.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.